Executive Director of the African Center for Energy Policy, Dr. Amin Adams, has attributed the problem of ECG to political interference, the company's own internal problems, an operational challenge that has to do with obsolete equipment, with the involvement of the private sector. Mr. Adams questioned why the government has to choose concession agreement instead of other options. He was speaking on our current affairs program, Talking Point.
Government has decided to go to private sector participation through what they call a concession agreement. A concession agreement involves a number of steps. That the state is the owner of the assets. The state leases its asset to a private sector participant or an investor. The investor will pay the state a fee, a lease fee, for using the asset. The investor will then invest, operate, and manage the asset, and then recover its investment through tariff or profit. And so that is what the government has decided to do. Now, I don't know what the basis for choosing a concession agreement or the PSP in ECG. I don't know what the basis, because there are other forms. Why didn't we go for asset transfer? Why didn't we go for
asset transfer, where we transfer our assets to a company that the private sector?
Yes.
And would that be the best one
for us? I'm looking at the various options.
Okay.
There's a third option of a management contract, because all the issues we are discussing about ECG are two: the management issues and then also the investment issues. Mm. But the investment issues, because the owner of the company is not investing in that company. Of course, government is challenged with so many demands. But where you want a utility company to operate and you are the owner and you don't capitalize that company, you don't inject resources in that company, there is no way you are going to see the level of operation or efficiency in that company. So the third one is, why not a management contract? The fourth one is, why don't we list ECG on the Ghana Stock Exchange? So there are different ways by which we can inject private sector participation in ECG. Improve
for now
on the
we
management.
Decided on the concession.
Yes,
one.
And this is why I'm asking, what is the basis? I don't know what the basis for choosing a concession agreement. And I'm saying this because I have evidence that suggests that private sector, I mean, where you have, you know, transfer of assets, has been proven to have worked in some cases.
In other cases, it has some challenges.
Of course. Management contract has worked in some cases. In some cases, they haven't worked. Okay. Listing companies on stock exchange, they have worked, sometimes they haven't worked. We are just told that Tor is making profit. Mm-hmm. Government wants to privatize Tor, but they are no longer thinking about that privatization, because the Ghanaian workers in Tor have worked well and they are now making profit.
The Executive Director of the African Center for Energy Policy, Dr. Amin Adams. Deputy Power Minister John Jenapos said the decision of government to choose the concession agreement in the recapitalization of ECG was a tough one to make. He said though there were other available options for government, thorough analysis reveals that the concession agreement was better. Mr. Jenapos was emphatic that ECG is not for sale. He said the decision to allow private sector participation is to enhance the viability of the company. On perceived government interference in the operations of ECG, Mr. Jenapos said that cannot be true because the board of ECG has enough leverage to take decisions on its own.
We've been undertaking reforms. Even at the generation subsector, we have deregulated it a bit. Gridco and VRA used to be one. We decouple it so that the generation sector is separate, the transmission sector is separate. And so we have been undertaking reforms. The private sector is participating actively in the generation subsector. Sinona Sogle is here, Car Power is here, Ameri is here, Tico is here. And so we believe that the time has come for us to also inject some private sector participation in the distribution subsector. And so it's a decision that we have to take. It's a tough decision, but we believe that it is in the interest of the country.
For the country.
And that is why we are undergoing that process. Please then disabuse the minds of people that ECG is being sold. Let's get that clear. Yeah. ECG is not being sold. If you sell your company, it means that you are divulging your interest completely of the company.
Yeah.
It's not being sold, and that should be clear. The boards are not constituted based on political... Yes, a political system may appoint them, but they do so based on competence. We had the first board chairman, Dr. Tinjesi. He is somebody you cannot just falter. As a board chairman, I serve on the board.
But are you saying that there's no governmental interference in the operation?
No, what I'm saying is that government constitutes the board, but whilst the political system may constitute the board, they do so taking into account competence.
And is the board also allowed to work on it? The
board is very independent. And you talk about the appointment of the MD. The board chairman wrote to the ministry after a meeting that the board is considered the current managing director and they find him fit. And as shareholder, If your board is appointing somebody, it's only proper that they inform you. That is what they did. And I remember, my supervising minister gave me the permission to do an assessment and write back, allowing the board to proceed. And so it is not the case that a political system always appoints people. The board does a lot of work. But you ought to also know that there's a shareholder. Now the point is, if you want to completely even take government out, what do you do? One of the cures is the concession. At least with the concession, the government does not appoint. Yes, there may be challenges with the concession. There may be challenges with outright sale. There may be challenges with asset management. But the most important thing is what ingredients goes there. That is critical. It's not just about a concession. It's not just about government doing an asset management. But it's about the structure. We had other options. There was a direct and outright sale. There were other options, but we thought that based on what the transaction advisor is giving us and based on our own analysis, the concession would be a better option.
On government debt to ECG, Mr. Jinapor said government has injected enough resources into the operations of ECG and therefore it must be up and doing. The General Secretary of the Utility Service Union of TUC, Michael Edumata Nyantechi, said there is the need for reforms at ECG, but as to what form it should take is the problem. Mr. Nyantechi said high government debt and political interference are some of the problems that have affected the operations of the company.
What is not in dispute is the fact that there are needs for some reforms within ECG.
Exactly.
What is the vehicle that we are going to use is where the seemingly controversy had arisen. From the perspective of labor and the workers in particular, we think that there are alternatives that will bring better results to Ghana than the concession approach. Why are we saying so? There have been some steady tours to some countries to look at the example of concession and those things. Frankly, so far, we are yet to be convinced of a real success story in the case of a concession. But if you look at the challenges facing ECG, they are such that you can address these challenges, make ECG work, be efficient, be profitable, and a so-called credible off-taker of power, as the MCC Compact seeks to accomplish, without going through any private sector participation, all because of two key issues. One is the issue Dr. raised about government not paying its obligations. And the second major one, the high level of political interference in the management and running of the company.
Political interference?
Yes. You say that ECG is 100% owned by government. So does it mean that if you are the shareholder, every day you should intrude into management?
Where intruding means what?
Where intruding means, let's take the issue of even the appointment of managing directors. It's done by the government. The board is there to do a lot of things on behalf of government. But many times we know in the public sector, the boards are virtually playing advisory roles. The key decisions are taken from the seat of government. And that is where the problem comes.